Hey friends, it is June 10th, and pray today, and we're in Hebrews still, and Hebrews 13 verses 1 through 3, I want to talk about this with you. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Well, there's a lot going on in these three verses here. First of all, he says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. This reminds me of what was called the farewell discourse of Jesus when he says, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So this is the writer of Hebrews saying, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. This is one of the true marks of Christians, is when we love each other. But then in verse 2, it's one of the oddest, coolest verses in all of the New Testament. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitalities to angels without knowing it. You know, this verse comes to my mind so often when my family and I leave Walmart and we see someone begging on the side of the road. And there are a lot of times where we'll go through the drive-through and buy them some Wendy's, or we will give them some money, or we will hand them a Bible or some food that we've just purchased at Walmart. And so often I've thought to myself when I leave, I wonder if that was an angel. I wonder if that's just somebody God put there to see if I was going to show hospitality, if I was going to show love to them without even knowing it. I love this. This is such a cool thing, reminding us that we're to take care of people who are strangers. But then verse 3 says, continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. So what this all, when we pull all this together, it's saying love one another, love strangers, love those in prison, and love those who are mistreated. Love people who are downtrodden, people who are in a low place, and quite honestly, people who most people just ignore. It's easy to forget about people in these situations. It's so easy to think about what they've done, and I'm guilty of this myself, of what they've done, and not show the love that Jesus calls us to show. Let's pray today about our desire and our need to honor God through loving other people. Father, I'm anxious to find out when I get to heaven if I've ever entertained a stranger that was an angel that you have placed there in order to check my obedience to this command that we love one another. Father, as we walk through our day today, may we love everyone. May we love those in our family, even when we're not happy with them. May we love those who have offended us. May we love those that this world looks down upon and forgets about, the marginalized, those that this world mistreats. May we walk today in such a way that we love others and that people take notice because of the extra love that we show others, regardless of their place in this society, regardless of their pasts, that we would look at everyone and we would see them as children of the Most High King. Remind us, Lord, that you love them every bit as much as you love us. And by reminding us of that, Lord, we will remember that you have created us all and that you love us all dearly. And because of that, we need to love others. despite our differences. In Jesus' name.